Etogiak National Wildlife Refuge encompasses almost 5 million acres in southwestern Alaska. Each year, a refuge staff organizes a high school science camp conducted via float trip to show area students a little sliver of the refuge in their backyard. Earlier this month, six students from Dillingham and Twin Hills floated the Pungiapuk River. KDLG's Molly Dishner tagged along as one of the chaperones and brought back this story.
Bristol Bay is known for fish, and the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge is no exception. During the high school float camp on the Pungo River, it was rainbows and resident species, not reds, that lured anglers to keep casting.
Woo! Man!
Wow!
Good day! Man, I should be tallying up what fish I get, because yesterday I got a pike.
That was Savannah Sage catching yet another rainbow, while refuge manager Susanna Henry rode our inflatable blue raft downstream. Prior to the trip, Sage had caught just one rainbow this summer, up at Lake Aleknagik. A day into the float, her tally was up to more than half a dozen and climbing. The river stretches 16 miles from Pungo Lake to the Togiak River. The sun was shining nearly the entire time we were on the water, and until the final day, a light breeze kept the bugs away. 16 miles might sound like a short trip, but there's enough fish in the Pungo to make every mile last. It took us 4 days, with plenty of stops for fishing. Drew Wassily caught his first rainbow ever on the trip, but he said it was his tentmate and fishing partner, Carlton Small of Twin Hills, who is the most prolific fisher.
He's the rainbow slaying machine.
On the last day of camp, Small says he had caught about 30 fish over the course of the trip. That doesn't include the smolt caught by the whole group. Campers set out minnow traps before bed on the first night, baited with bacon. The next morning, refuge education specialist Terry Fuller helped intern Connor Ito and the campers ID the smolt they found waiting for them.
I've got a little bit of white and black, look.
Yes.
There is on the one.
Yeah, okay, so this is a silver.
So there are silvers.
This is to be found. This is typical.
Camp wasn't just about catching fish. Students also put on a dry suit to snorkel with fish, and there were non-fishy activities too. Fire building, berry picking, a leave-no-trace activity, and hours on the river identifying plants and birds. But Ito, a former camper herself, offered perhaps the most important lesson of all, how to roast a Twinkie.
Now you want to very slowly roast the Twinkie until it is crunchy and golden brown on the outside more than it already is, and the filling is bubbling out of the holes at the bottom, because that means that it's heated all the way through, and then you may eat the Twinkie.
The verdict?
I taste more buttery.
Who did?
In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.